For it's by the excellence of your mighty name, Almighty Yahweh, that we come into the presence of our Abba. We come to worship you and to esteem your mighty name. For your name is excellent. And the assurance of your Yashak, Yahshua the Lamb, that caused the heart of Israel to rejoice greatly. And as we gather here on this Wednesday evening of Scripture Truth, we do pray that you will enrich us all, that our understanding may be enlightened, that the wisdom of your Torah, the living power, Yahshua, may come alive in Israel. For there is no power to Torah without Yahshua. For he is the life, the Torah of our Abba. So as we bow in your presence, Almighty Yah, we tota you for all things, for your watchful care over Israel, for your kindness that you have shown unto us all, as you have protected us and brought us over the perilous journeys that we have traversed, we have traveled. You have watched over Israel in the midst of our weakness, our failures. You have sustained us and uplifted us. When there were times that the doubt seemed to overtake us, for it was the strength of Yahshua, and the promise of the hope in Yahshua rose up in us. We began to rejoice, because we know we have the everlasting promises of Almighty Yahweh in Yahshua. We know that these trials that we endure, they are but for moments, yet they shall reveal unto us a more excellent and a more precious rewards. So we shall endure these trials. There are times that our minds are afflicted. Doubt seems to overpower us. Our questions rise in our minds. But yet, you said that your justified ones, they live by the faith, the emunah of Yahshua. We shall trust you, Yahweh. Though you slay us and destroy every element of our flesh, we shall trust in you. We pray for Israel, the house. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. We pray for the safety of the brothers, that you will bring them home safely, Yahweh, and protect them. We pray your strength in Israel this night. Our enemies, we bless you for them all. We are strengthened in the knowledge of Yahshua the Lamb. So bless us all tonight, I do pray. Those that are listening live by the live stream of the broadcast tonight, those that will listen to the shortwave signal as it goes throughout many parts of the United States of America and many parts of the world, I do want to pray, Yahweh, as we gather here tonight, for our precious brother Pius from Gabon, there in Botswana, Africa, and the wonderful gift that he sent, the offering. Yet he tells of how his heart has been blessed by the hearing of the truth, how that it has revived him and his family, his life. And what a great blessing of inspiration that the words that are preached on the server of the website and those that come live from this roster, how they have blessed him mightily. Yet a man in a country of that nature, with poverty, abject poverty, yet you caused the man to send a very generous offering, that it may equate to an offering here in America. I bless you for that, Yah. Bless him. It is not the whole thing from our brother, but it is the love, the heart of our brother that you have moved upon him. So we pray for Brother Pius. You bless him and all of those that have given on this week the offerings that have come in. We bless you for them. Sister Thelma, there are Louisiana and those that have sent their gifts and offering. We told how you, Yah, for all things. Strengthen the house of Israel. Let everything that we do tonight be an honor unto you. Because we're blessed of Yahshua the Lamb. We have no promise of tomorrow without Yahshua. We cannot know the power of Yahweh without Yahshua. We barak you for Yahshua. Though the world denies him, we will not deny our HaMashiach. We will hold fast to his garment, to the garment of Yahshua, the righteousness of our Yahshua. Bless us all tonight and strengthen us. Let the singing of our mouths be a rejoicing unto you, Yahweh, that you may receive it with Todah. We ask it all in the magnificent, excellent name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We do barak you and we Todah you, Yah, for all things. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Come on. We shall wait upon you, our Abba. We shall kava, wait eagerly upon our precious Abba. Bless Israel tonight. Your people strengthen, I do pray. That is all that we may hear, that we may understand what the Ruach speaks unto Israel. We barak you this night. We ask all things according to your will. In the precious name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. In the house of Israel, cry hallelujah. 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 Well, look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yah shall speak to you this night. Shalom. May Yah barak you all. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What blessed assurance that he has granted unto Israel, the revelation, the revealed power, and the knowledge of Yahshua HaMashiach. We told him for his mercies, his kindness, that he has granted unto us all here tonight. And once again, he has permitted us all, he has granted unto us all the liberty to come into the bayat of our great one, Shadiah, the Almighty One, whereby we can worship him. Not only that, he has sustained us all, even through the tremendous afflictions, and it's more than just the physical affliction or that ramification. It's when the enemy battles against our minds and against the integrity of the truth of Almighty Yahweh, whereby we must wrestle continuously with this apparatus that is known as flesh. We must break the shackles of it by the power and the revelation of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And without Yahshua, we have no revelation of truth at all. That is why the enemy is doing all he can to destroy the very precious name of Yahshua, to destroy the presence of HaMashiach, that he may cause people to identify with their own gods. And that is what the nations of the world are doing today. You cannot understand nor know the power of Yah without Yahshua HaMashiach. For the revelation of the Abba has come in the power, and that is the personal presence and the physical presence of Yahshua. And without him there is no revealed power of Yahweh unto man. We have no knowledge of his revealed truth. Although Israel had the Torah that was delivered unto them by Moshe, they continued to sin and fall. We have a living and better way. And that is that the Torah is alive. It is not just the spoken word of Yahweh, but it is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. And that's what we have tonight. And in knowing that even though there are situations that will arise in our lives, and circumstances that seem so perplexing, it calls us to question, is this the will of Almighty Yahweh? Is this my lot in life? Has He ordained this path, or is there some kind of sin that I've committed, some infraction that I've committed, that have caused me to enter upon this path whereby there are great battles, there are trials, there are afflictions, and I can sense them not only in my spiritual mind, but in my physical body. What I want to show us tonight, brothers and sisters, it is one thing that Yahweh wants us to do as we sing the last song tonight. Wait, Kava, wait upon Yahweh. And there are circumstances in our lives and situations that do arise that the waiting, it brings a different aspect as to creating that patient endurance for the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. It is a shaping of our minds. It is a shaping of our love. It is a shaping of us to be like Yahshua HaMashiach, because when He comes, we're going to be like Him. We're going to be caught up. We're going to be like Him. We're going to know all things as He knows all things. And so these afflictions, which are light but for a moment, they are to create this ability to wait with great anticipation, to endure any kind of affliction for the great promises that Yahweh has promised unto Israel. And in this hour that we are in, it seems more trying in this hour. And the reason why that Yah has allowed even the very powers of hell to try the body, the elect remnant of Israel, like He did with Yahshua when He drove him into the wilderness to be tried and tempted of Shaitan for 30 days. We are in that period of time whereby we're going to be buffeted, we're going to be tried. But there is a pure virtue in Israel, and that is that we have the ability to wait. That is what the enemy is trying to destroy in us today, to wait with great anticipation. And that is the waiting of Yahweh. There must be a great anticipation. We must stay in the place. We must be stationary. In the midst of the trials and tribulations, we must be stationary, waiting on Yah that we may be endured or empowered by Him. That is what waiting does. It empowers us. And the enemy knows that. And so what he wants us to do is to react because of the circumstances whereby we do not wait or look toward Yahweh for the promises of His healing, His strength, and His assurance that He grants on to Israel. It is a readiness. Our minds are ready with great expectation. We are ready to endure this trial, the circumstance, because we know that there is an expectation that we shall receive from Almighty Yahweh. We must abide in Him. And when one abides, that is the power to endure. And we endure without yielding unto the circumstances, unto the trials that try us. We do not yield or succumb unto them, or give our strength over unto the trial. Each of these trials and situations, they are to create this patient waiting upon Almighty Yahweh. And there are situations in Scripture and circumstances as to the trial, the kind of waiting that Yah works in us. There are waitings of anticipation. There are waitings of tarrying and enduring and to be quiet. There are waitings of great shakings and trials and suffering. But it all brings that us to that perfection whereby we have a great expectation from Almighty Yahweh. I want to begin this tonight. I want to begin in Tehillim, in Psalms 31 and verse 23. I am going to take my time tonight. I am going to do that because I want to literally teach this in a way that's kind of slower, in a way that whereby each word is sensed in our minds, that we may understand what Yah is trying to reveal unto us. So our trials, do not become despondent, brothers and sisters. Do not become dismayed because of the afflictions. Because all of these afflictions and trials, they are to work this mentality or the spiritual mindset, how to wait upon Yahweh, how to abide in His truth with great confidence, how to abide in His strength as He restores you, as He elevates you, as He strengthens you, how to trust in Almighty Yahweh with certainty and surety, knowing that He shall fulfill the thing that He has promised unto Israel. It is a great time of waiting for us. It is a time of great expectation for Israel. And that is why the trials and the afflictions are coming to cause us to alter that expectation. And so Yah allows them, even though this is a building, there's more than one component that makes this building. You have wood, you have mortar, you have blocks, you have bricks, you have concrete to make this building. So it is in the process of our waiting on Yah with this great expectation. So it is the trials and the afflictions that we endure to create this strength in us that we will tarry, we will stay in our place, we will rest in assurance, we will rest with great confidence. We will have the great strength of Yah because we know that His promises are true. And so the enemy is doing all he can as Yah allows him to afflict us, as He did with Job, as he was tried, and even the friendliness of our own mind as it thinks and processes things, it speaks to us the doubt. It doesn't always speak comforts to us. Our minds speak doubt to us. It speaks questions to us. Our mind speaks to us to make us want to challenge Yahweh. Our minds will speak things to us to alter us from this path that Yah has ordained. And He wants to show His promises unto us, but He wants to create in us that mindset that we have the ability to simply wait upon Him. And I want to show us the different aspects of this waiting on Yah and what it creates within the lab, the strength that it produces in Israel. It is one thing that when one waits patiently and endures, when one tarry, when one bears the circumstances that come upon that person, they bear them patiently and they endure them without murmuring unto Yah, it creates a great strength in them. It's only when you began to murmur, you began to break down the building walls. It's only when you began to complain, you began to destroy the very element that Yah is trying to release there. We must learn how to wait, and we must learn how to endure it in the way that Yah wants us to endure it. David says here in Tehillim 31, I would have begun reading at verse 23. And here we can see David, he was praying unto Yahweh. This is a tefillat, a prayer unto Yah. And he was given Todah unto Yah for His tov, His kindness, His mercies, His gentleness, His love, kindness toward him. He had many enemies, did he not? Did not David have many enemies? We have enemies as well, brothers and sisters. Even though there were men that were of a higher echelon, they were royal men, they were the enemies of Israel. And so it is today. We may think that the world is friendly to us because they smile, because we spend a dollar or two, because we share something with them. That doesn't mean that they have our advantage in their admiration. And so David was praying here because he understood the great tov, or the kindness of Almighty Yah, His tender mercies unto him. And he says here in verse 23, he says, O Ahava, O love, let it be affectionately. Let it be a personal thing. That is what this Ahava is. It is affectionate. It is personal. It is an Ahava of caring and concern. O Ahava Yahweh, O you His Kiddushim. He tells us to love Yahweh, to be affectionate toward Yahweh. And we know that we are affectionate when we obey what He commands us. He tells us to obey all of Yah's kiddushims, for Yahweh preserves. Now this is what He does. He preserves, or He guards us from danger. He protects us. Even when our minds imagine dangerous things against us, Yah protects us from that. It is our minds, brothers and sisters, that do more assaulting on us than anything else. It is your own thoughts that assault you and destroys the building blocks that Yah has laid in your life more than anything. Your own thoughts, your own imagination, your own likes and your dislikes. But we that are the kiddushims of Yah, we love Him affectionately.
with tenderness, with emotion, He shall preserve, He shall guard us, He shall protect us from all danger, from the enemy that rise up against me. He said, and Yahweh shall preserve the faithful remnants, those that are committed unto Him. We that are faithful unto His Torah, unto His HaMashiach. Yahweh shall preserve us. He shall guard us from all danger. And if we would allow Yahweh to guard our minds and our feelings and our emotions from the dangers, we will be in a better position than we are today. Because we are trying to guard ourselves and we will try to protect ourselves. Will we not? Yah doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to defend this. He wants us to defend this promise here. We that are the elect remnant of Yahweh, He will preserve us. He will preserve us. He will watch over us in danger. He will protect us in trials, perilous situations and trials. And when we in trials like that, when they're perilous and trying unto us, we have little waiting or the ability of patience endure in us. We can't wait when there are extreme things all around us. We become very agitated. We try to find a way to preserve ourselves. Do we not? But Yahweh says, I will guard you. I will preserve you. He wants us to realize that He is our Abba. It is more than just a speech of our vocabulary. He is our Abba. It is His affection toward us. It's His tenderness toward us. Every Abba in here will protect their children. When a parent sees the child doing something that is dangerous, detrimental to them, they will preserve them. They will guard them. And they try to teach them this is not the best avenue to take. So this is what Yah, even though we will traverse down this road, this highway of Kadosh, or this Kadosh highway, we will begin to become amazed at the things that are around us. And instead of keeping our eyes on the path and the way, we began to venture off. And so Yah has to bring us back in place. It is almost like the parents say, I'm punishing you. Sit there in the chair and you wait until I tell you to get up. And so in the child's mind, they began to talk to themselves. They began to play games with themselves. They began to fidget. They began to turn. They began to move. And all of a sudden, they found themselves getting up. Well, the parent did not say, get up. And so these things that Yah suffer us to endure is going to create that earnest expectation, that zealous expectation that nothing will defy it. We must have that, brothers and sisters. So he also shall fully reward the proud doers. We are not proud doers. We have no pride. Because we do not want to fall. We have no pride. We are not haughty. So Yah will reward the proud doers. Those that say, I did this, or look at my excellence of the order of Torah in my life. No, they're proud doers. Our strength is in Yahshua HaMashiach. The power of Torah in us, it means nothing simply reading the book or having all these stipulations of Torah or laws. There's a written truth in Israel and the remnant, and Yah is going to preserve that. And He wants us to know that. He says in the next verse, He tells us to be of tava, be of excellent courage. And that is simply grow strong, to be made strong, to make yourself strong in the assurance of Yahweh. Now He wants that, brothers and sisters. He says, be of tough courage, and Yahweh shall strengthen, He shall assure you, He will alert your heart, He will strengthen you, He will strengthen your life. And all of you that hope Yakal, hope in Yahweh. And that hope is Yakal. It is waiting. It is the ability to wait. And in the midst of this great trial, Yah wants us to be of great courage. Because we shall hope, we shall Yakal, we shall hope. I know that it says hope there, but it's not Tikvah, it is Yakal. It is waiting on Yahweh, it is tarrying, and it is a trust that you trust that Yahweh is going to strengthen you. You trust Yahweh to give you assurance. You trust Yahweh to impart the word into your life, that you may be assured, you may be strengthened. It is a trust of Yahal. In that waiting, you trust, even though the situation seems so bleak, but yet you Yahal. You trust Yahweh, and you do it patiently. You don't do it with murmuring or complaining. You do it patiently because you have the assurance of Yah. How do you have the assurance of Yah? Because He strengthens your life. You are the kiddushims of Yah. And He has strengthened you because you are Hava, your Abba. He has strengthened you for the cause of that trial or that affliction, that you may hope, you may Yachal, you may wait with trusting Almighty Yahweh above that situation. And that's what He wants us to do. We wait on Him. We trust Him patiently despite the situation, the trial. And when we began to do that, our trust for Him is more intensified. And we can trust Yahweh for all things. We have doubts, so we don't trust Him for the things that we ought to trust Him. That is why this situation or this aspect of waiting on Yah, He tells us to be of tough, be of excellent courage, be made strong. That's all He said. In the midst of that trial, be made strong in the midst of that. Be of tough courage. Be made strong. Allow the strength of Yahweh to strengthen you. And Yah says He will strengthen. He will cause His word to alert you. He will cause His word to assure you. He will strengthen our love. For whom? Those that hope, Yachal. Those that wait. Those that trust Yah. And they trust Him in enduring the affliction or the situation that will grant unto them the strength of assurance in their love. Do we not need that tonight? We need assurance of Yahweh. When you have trust in someone, then you have assurance from them. Come on, brothers and sisters, we that are married, so like the husband or the wife, they trust each other in fidelity, that they will be honest with them. That gives them assurance, doesn't it? It makes the love strong. It makes the relationship strong, does it not? So it is with Yahweh. That's why He says, we that are Hava. All of His kiddushims, we are Hava. All the kiddushim of Yahweh are Hava. We are affectionate toward Him. We are affectionate toward Him. Because we know that He is tender toward us. He is tender. And because of that, it produces Yachal. This waiting, this trusting in Yahweh. Even though the affliction seems insurmountable, even though it afflicts us in our physical state, in our mental state, we still trust Him. Now that is what He wants all of His kiddushim, we that trust Him, to hava Him and to wait upon Him. We are in a time in this nation, we must trust Yahweh. The situations in this nation, they are bleak. Whether you believe that or not, brothers and sisters, this is a bleak nation on a tremendous course to a cataclysmic mayhem. And Yah is saying unto us, let us love Him with all of our love, our mind, our being, the fullness of our being, and all of our strength. He wants us to do that. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. For if any man love the world, then the Ahava, the strength of Yah, is not in that man. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So He wants us to Ahava Him. That the power of His Yachal, this enduring, this not this tegva, but this hope of waiting. It is one of patience. It is one of trusting. But I'm afflicted, but I still trust Yah. My mind is being combated by the powers of hell, but I still trust Yah. And I will be patient for the deliverance, because I know in this deliverance, my love, my heart shall be strengthened. I shall be made strong. I shall endure. And I'm able to battle against the opposition. We must. Even in the natural military, you must be able to endure the rigor of the physical elements. And the physical elements that we were trained by, they prepare us mentally for the harsher things that will come, that will play on our mentality. So we must exercise our emunah. We are faithful soldiers and warriors of Yah. So we must exercise our faith unto Yah. We must, brothers and sisters. Without emunah, it is impossible to please Him. We either have emunah, we have faith in Yah, or we do not. When you have faith in someone, you trust them. You trust them. A wife, the husband says, the wife says to the husband, she has such confidence and trust. If he's 20 minutes or half an hour late or 2 hours late, she has confidence because she trusts him. She has faith in him and she knows that everything will be well. That's the way it is with Yah. We're not the bride of Yahweh. The bridegroom is coming. So he wants us to your call. He wants us to trust him and tarry their brothers and sisters, and to do it with patience. Be patient, just tarry. To tarry. And when one tarry, they stay in the place that Yah intends for them to stay. Hallelujah. He wants our spiritual mind to be elevated. And then the only way it's going to be elevated, you must understand what it takes to love him. And what it takes to love him, that we must understand his mitzvah, his commandments. And we keep his commandments because we do Ahava, we love Yah. They're not grievous unto us, but they are a great delight unto Israel. So all these kiddushims that love, all the kiddushim that love Yah, then we're going to wait patiently. We're going to endure. We're going to trust him. That is the first aspect of this waiting. To trust. To trust. We must, and you do it with patience, without murmuring and complaining. I'm going to touch on quite a few of the aspects of this waiting, because it's going to strengthen us in the midst of our battles that we're in. Here, David, he deals with in Tehillim 27. He deals with he's in distress. And we know we all been in distress, have we not? When you're in distress, you don't know what to do. You don't know who to call on. Our minds began to alter our spiritual senses. They become captivated by the situation that has arisen. And so here, David, he deals with this distressful matter that he must deal with. But look at what he says unto Israel as David talks to us. He says in Tehillim 27, verse 13, he said, I would have fainted. I would have become weak. I would have become so weak that I would have fallen. I would have fainted unless, look at this now, unless I had believed to see the Tav of Yahweh in the land of the living. He said, I would have given up. I would have turned away. Unless I would have waited long enough to see the Tav, the excellence, the mercies of Yahweh among us in this land of the living. He says unto Israel, he says, Kava, Kava, Kava. And that is to eagerly look toward Yahweh, to wait. He says, wait here. But he's telling us here, Kava, he's telling us here to eagerly look with great patience, eagerly look toward Yah. He said, I would have almost fainted if I had not seen the Tav of Yahweh in the land of the living. He says the first verse, first chapter 31, he said that Yah shall strengthen the love of his kiddushims, and we that are Ahava him, he shall strengthen us. And yet, before that, he said he would have almost fainted if he had not seen the Tav of Yahweh in the land of the living. So he had to wait to see that. And when he saw that, he tells us what he has said unto us, brothers and sisters, hear me. In the midst of your distress, when you're looking for alternatives, when you are trying to find the remedy, he says, Kava, eagerly, eagerly. With anticipation, look toward Yah. That is what this Kava here. Kava, wait eagerly. He tells us to wait on Yahweh. He said, wait on Yahweh, Kava. Wait eagerly. Wait with eagerness, with anticipation. Knowing that you go to see the hand of Yahweh. But the situation seemed so bleak. I understand that. It was so bleak unto David that he said he almost fainted. He lost his strength, his focus. His vision was blurred. If he had not expected to see the hand of Yah among us that are living. And when he saw the mighty hand of Yah, why was he distressed? Because of his enemies, those that perplex him. Well, what is our enemy? Well, many times it is our own hidden agenda, our own thoughts, brothers and sisters. Those things that we let arise up against Yah, our own imaginations, we must cast them down. Our own thought process, our own desires. We delight in Yah. He gives us a desire that is pure, that has been generated in Hashemiah. So he said, in the midst of this distress, I tell you because I've experienced it. I know. My life was almost dead. I was fainting. There was no assurance at all. But he says to Yisrael, Kava, eagerly, with great anticipation, wait, or eagerly look toward Yahweh. We're in the time of Yaakov's trouble, that we're going to enter into this phase that we're going to have to eagerly look toward Yahweh. We're going to have to wait. We're going to have to eagerly. We're going to have to wait. And that waiting is one of eagerness. That kava, kava, kava. It is one of eagerness. But there is this stress. Yes, and I almost fainted too. But I'm going to wait on Yah because I'm going to see His hand among us in the land of the living. And we are the living ones of Yah because we have the Ruah and the witness, the testimony of Yahshua and the power of His Torah in us. So we must kava, let it be eager. Let this egotisticness, this eagerness of our minds wait on Yah. But I'm afflicted and I'm distressed. My mind is fainting. It's becoming delusional. Wait. Kava. Wait on Yah. Don't try to alter what Yahweh is doing. Don't try to do that. Because this kind of kava, this eager waiting on Yah, it gives you the power that when distress and afflictions come, you have the power to overcome them. That's why we don't overcome those situations and those circumstances, because the principles of Yahweh's truth is not applied to those situations. We can find the answer for everything in Torah and Scripture. It's there, brothers and sisters. We can find the shalom of Yahweh. We can find the wealth, the blessings, the health, the fullness, the assurance, the joy, the Gilead, with the Tefirath. We can find it all there in the scroll that's before us. It is for our strength, and all this was written for your excellence and for your growth and your maturity in Yah through the power and knowledge of Yahshua. So let us kava. We're going to be distressed, but kava eagerly. These distressful things, they are to make us. They're distressful, Pastor Roberts. I understand, my brothers and sisters. But we're going to wait. I'm fainting, but wait. I've lost all my strength. Wait. Kava. Kava. But my eyes are closing. Kava. Look eagerly toward Yah. But death is consuming me. Kava. 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 Eagerly wait. Eagerly wait. With patience. Endure it. And look eagerly toward Yahweh. Look with eagerness. With a mind that is anxious. You are anxious. You know that He's going to perform. Hallelujah. This book is to assure us as well, brothers and sisters. The whole book assures us and reassures us daily. That is what this book is for. It is for the reassurance of the remnant of Israel. Yah is to assure us and He reassures us from this scroll. That's what it's for. Well, it's to condemn us. No, it's our own sin, our own hearts condemns us. Hallelujah. So a man like David in the midst of this great perplexity, when his enemy rising up against him, and their power seems so insurmountable, that how do I overcome this unless Yah show me His strength in the land of the living? And yet I'm nearly fainted. I'm near death. And yet the assurance I get from the Torah of Yah is to kava, eagerly look with anticipation for the hand of Yah to be revealed. And I'm here to encourage and strengthen Israel. The hand of Yahweh is going to be revealed. So kava, wait eagerly upon Yahweh. I don't see it. It's not intended for you to see it. You believe it by emunah. You have faith. You trust Yah. You yakal. You trust Yah. Even though you've been afflicted and tried, you still trust Him. You wait on Him. You wait trusting. You wait on your trusting Him. You wait simply trusting Him. That's what you do. You cover, you eagerly trust Him, and you wait on Him. Even in the midst of all that distress, when your love is about to faint, when there is no strength at all in your love, but you still wait on Yahweh. Hallelujah. What else, brothers and sisters, tell me, what else can we wait on to give us assurance? This economy? Come on, brothers and sisters. When our brothers and our sisters are Aima, Avad, Ishi, Isha, when they forsake us, Yah, He is still with us. He is. What else do we have? What else is that to wait on, really? Imaginary dreams of becoming a millionaire? Come on. We are the riches of Yah. We are the riches of Yahweh. In Yahshua, there's nothing greater than that. Can I tell you one of the riches I possess, and I delight in it? For there shall be a resurrection of those that have died in Yahshua. If there is no resurrection, our emunah is in vain. And we know for a fact that everything dies, right? But we're all going to get up. Trust Yah. Just wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing else, brothers and sisters. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not accomplishment. This is what we wait on. Hallelujah. We're going to have distress, are we not? Yet we want to cover, to wait, to look eagerly, to wait with endurance upon Yahweh. Even in the midst of great afflictions. Now, I want to carry us down this road because I want us to understand this tonight. We may understand these things that we're enduring. They're strange, but they're not strange. They're perfecting what Yah intends to perfect in you. Here in Tehillim in 25, chapter 25, Psalms 25, here's a prayer of deliverance that Dawid cries unto Yah. His enemies all about him. 25, verse 15, I want to begin reading. He prays unto Yah for deliverance. But there's a waiting for the deliverance of Almighty Yahweh. He says in verse 15, he says, my eyes are my spiritual inlets. My eyes are always toward Yah. There is a singleness of my desire. My purpose is single. There is no duplicity or things that conflict one with the other. I am single of eye. My eyes are not sometimes, but always toward Yah. My purpose, my prayer, my cry is toward Yahweh. For He shall pluck my feet out of the net of judgment. He shall pluck me out of the snares of the wicked, as they set snares for me, as their words come against me. Yahweh shall pluck. Do we not see Yah's deliverance in all of this that I've read so far? He strengthened us. He brings us out. He said, Yahweh shall pluck my feet out of the net, the reshitha, the judgment of the wicked. He shall pluck my feet out of the net. He says, turn to me and have mercy. Show favor, Yah. Show pity. Show your kindness, and He's going to show mercies unto Israel. His mercies are renewed every day. Hallelujah. That's all right, the pity of Yah, the kindness, His tenderness toward us, brothers and sisters. That we say, show mercy, have mercy on me, upon me, for I am desolate. I am in the midst of darkness. There is nothing in me to cry out unto You. I am empty, Yah. Have you ever been in that position? Oh, I know I have. You don't know which way to turn. He said, I'm desolate. There is nothing that is familiar. The sounds are foreign unto me. He said, I am a desolate and I am afflicted. I am poor. I'm weak. I am wretched. I have no strength at all. I have none. That's the wonderful position to be in. Poor, afflicted. Hallelujah. Wretched. Weak. That the excellence of Yahweh may be revealed. He said, I'm poor. I'm weak. I am afflicted. He said, the troubles or the distress of anguish, he said, of my life are enlarged. You ever been in that position? when your distress and your anguish, it has been enlarged, it has captivated you. Your mind cannot function right. You can't think straight. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. He said, they have been enlarged, mind. When something is enlarged, the capacity of that, it has grown enormously. When it's enlarged, you don't have the ability to contain it. He said, but it has grown, it has enlarged. He said, oh, bring me out. Bring me out of my distress. Yeah, please bring me out. I'm stressed. I can't think right. My mind doesn't function. Hallelujah. My mind seems as though that is foreign unto you, Yah. His cry was, bring me out, Yahweh. Bring me out of my distress. He says to Yahweh, look upon my affliction, my misery, my depression, my battles. He said, look upon my affliction and my pain, the toil and the toiling I'm in, the trouble that my mind is afflicted. He said, and forgive all of my sins. Forgive everything I've done. My habitual sinfulness, my denying and defying of what you have done. Forgive me, Yah. Cleanse me in Yahshua. That's all right, brothers and sisters. We have the ability to speak to our God like that. He said, forgive me of my sinfulness. He said, consider my enemies, Yah, for they are many. He was in torment. If you had 500 people standing before you ready to destroy you, that's different than one man, isn't it? He said, I have many. And brothers and sisters, we have many enemies. Even our mind, our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, these are our enemies. Shatan, the spirits of this world, he said, I have many. He said, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. They despise me. They hate me, Yah. But he says in verse 20, he cries unto Yah, oh, keep my being, keep my soul, keep my mind, keep my ruah in the right place, Yah, and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust, I make my refuge, I confide in you, I put my trust in you. With all of this paddling of your mind, oppress and depress, suppress, the enemy battling against you, how do you put all your trust in Yahweh? He said, let integrity and tzedakah, let that preserve me, Yah. Let that guard me from danger. Just integrity and your tzedakah. He said, for I kava, I eagerly, I wait on you. Redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all his trouble. Are we not Israel? And I will say, for I kava, I wait, I eagerly, in the midst of all of that great situation, those trials, those toilings of his mind, his physical being afflicted, his mind being afflicted, he said, kava, eagerly, wait on Yahweh. My enemies are insurmountable. They are innumerable. I can't number them all. There are many. That's the only superlative he can use. But he says unto us, as he speaks the strength unto his own lever, he says, kava, eagerly wait. With all of those afflictions, you eagerly wait? He said, eagerly wait, patiently endure it. And don't consider or charge you foolishly. Just eagerly wait. Because you know he's going to deliver you from the hands of your enemies. You know he's going to bring about the resolution. You know he's not going to allow them to bring judgment upon you, for your feet shall not be in the net of the wicked. It is something how when our feet fall in the net of the wicked. Listen to me. When they judge you, it has such an implication on your life. When the wicked judges, well, you say you're this way, that ain't right, this and that. It has more of a bearing than when a brother or sister judge you. Because as a sister, we must prove. You don't have to prove. You just do what thy way said. You just, you kava, you wait on Yahweh. Just wait on Yahweh eagerly. How do you do that? Just stay in the place. Stay in his truth. Stay in the tzedakah of Yah. Stay in his integrity. What integrity does Yah possess? Yahshua. In Yahshua we live. We move. We have our being. Just stay in Yahshua. That's what we do. Just stay in Him. We must learn how to eagerly wait on Yah. We must learn how to wait this Kava. We must learn how to wait eagerly. To eagerly anticipate the great rewards of Yahweh. For He is going to bless all Israel. He is going to redeem, that we say redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all of His trouble. Out of all of the depression, everything that he was bearing, the distress, and all of the things that he was dealing with, the desolate, the affliction, he said, deliver Israel out of all. Well, how we deliver? Because we wait. We wait for the hand of Yahweh to deliver us. We mess up when we try to make a move. We try to bring about deliverance. We try to bring about redemption. You can't do that. We must wait for the bright and the morning star to shine, Yahshua. We must wait for Him. And there's one thing about Yahweh, He is not going to forget Israel. He is not going to, He is not going to let us be ashamed of Him. For His name is at stake. That's what that we said, let me not be ashamed, Yah. He's not going to do that, brothers and sisters. He's not going to allow your enemies to triumph over you. He's not going to allow even the seed that enemies try to plant in your mind to triumph over Yahshua, the living word of Yah in you. He's not going to allow that. He's not going to do it. He's going to secure you, Israel. And He's going to deliver you out of all of your troubles. The weeping of trouble may endure for the night, but the tefiras and the joy of the gillah of Yah comes in the morning. And that is the exceeding happiness of Yah that is generated by the power of His kindness, His loving affection toward us. That we are sure that it comes from Him. I'm not talking about just saying, ha ha ha, I'm happy. That's not the joy of Yah. It's the assurance that He speaks unto us. It is the assurance of His word that He parts into us by His Ruah and gives us great delight because we can wait, we can kava, we can yakala on Yahweh, and we will do it without murmuring. That's what He wants for Israel. We're His seed, brothers and sisters. It is not something that is mythical. It is not something that, yeah, it changes our mind. It renews our mind because the mind that we have is not a mind that measures up to much. Is that not right? Is that Mr. Bush, the leaders of the nations of the world, are not these supposed to be some of the most powerful intelligentsia? Yes, they are. And look at the world today. It's in a dismal mess, is it not? It's a crazy mess in the world. Men that are intellectual, men that understand facts and numbers, men that understand grammar, men that Mr. Bush, he graduated from Yale, one of the most powerful schools in America. And look at all of his intelligentsia, what it has produced. Hallelujah. We need the mind of HaMashiach, and that mind pleases Yah. Hallelujah. He waited on Yah. And we're going to wait on Yah like the old patriarchs. Those that had to tarry in dens and caves, they waited on Yahweh, did they not? And He strengthened their left, did He not? We're going to need this with what is coming upon this nation and the world. We're going to need that. America is going to crumble. She's falling. She's on a false paradigm. She looks as though she is prospering, but she's not. This nation is a nation of slave people, indebted people. They're slaves to a system. We're free. Why? Because Yahshua has made us free. And we're free indeed. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture says here in Tehillim 37, verse 9. It says here for us. It says, for the evildoers shall be cut off. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be removed from the presence of the living people. For the evildoers, those that are Torah defiers, that defy the Torah, that despise Yah, but those that kava upon Yah, they shall inherit the earth. You understand the blessing that we are going to inherit? Because we kava, we wait on Yahweh, we eagerly wait. We're going to inherit the riches of Almighty Yahweh. That's what scripture says. And that we, in the midst of all of those perplexities, He knew that the evildoers were going to be cut up, but those that kava, that wait, eagerly wait on Yah, they were going to inherit. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to wait patiently, brothers and sisters. Because he knows that there is an inheritance. It is one thing that a son or a daughter, knowing that their parents are wealthy,
they don't eagerly look for their deaths because they know that they're going to inherit the wealth. They know that. That is not the issue because the parents take care of them in the midst of the natural needs are taken care of by the parents. Does not Yahweh take care of His children? He takes care of us. He supplies us with riches. We have remnants of clothing. We have a place to lay our heads. We have bread to eat. We have more than enough, brothers and sisters. That's why even in my prayer for the brother that sent the offering, he sent $250 of his money. It translated into $39.52 American money. It was not what he sent. My lad was blessed. I wrote him and said, my brother, it's not what you said. I'm blessed just to hear from my brother. That's in Basra that Yah moved. And the word had captivated him so that I will read you the letter that this brother wrote. Hallelujah. And Yah moved upon him just to send an offering because the word was a light and a strength unto him. Even in the midst of that place where he found no brothers. He can kava. He can yakal. He can wait on Yah. He can eagerly look for the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So we're going to wait because we have an inheritance. Yah is not dead. He's still alive. So we're not looking for Him to die. We look for His Word to come alive in us. We look for ourselves to die unto sin and our rebelliousness and our corruption against Him. We want to destroy this here. We want to destroy this flesh, the lust and the affections there. We want to bring it down to whereby there's a pure hava for Yah. We want to wait on Him. Why? Because we know the riches of Yah. We want to inherit them because we know this life is temporal. So all evildoers are going to be cut off. But we that wait on Yah, we shall inherit the earth, and we shall. How do we get to that point? I want to show us something in Galatia. Now, I know what Shaul was dealing with. He was dealing with the Torah among a people. But he says here in Galatians, chapter 5, verse 5. I want to show how we wait on Yah. It's simple, too. It's wonderful that he doesn't exact something that we cannot give Him, isn't it? Come on, what can you get? What? Brothers and sisters, if Yah, He's standing here tonight, what can you offer Him? Tell me what. He made us. That's why He simply asked for you to say, Todah. Just thank Him with a heart that is affectionate toward Him. That's what Todah is. It is one of just, I love you, Yah, because my heart is affectionate toward you. Because of all the tough, the wonderful, excellent things you've done toward me. How do we wait? There's only one way. It is not scratching your head, your tears. Here it is right here, what Shaul says. He says in Galatia chapter 5, verse 5. He said, for we through the Ruah, HaKodash Ruah, we do wait. See, that's what we do. We wait through the Ruah. We wait for the Tikvah, the hope or the expectation of the Tzedekah or the righteousness of Yah by Emunah. By faith, you just believe Him. But I'm distressed, I still believe Him. I'm battling, but I still believe Him. My mind is being twisted by my thoughts, but I still have confidence. I will cover. I will wait on Yah. I will eagerly wait upon His promises. You do it through faith, brothers and sisters. It's not through your feelings. It's through faith. Even though your faith is battled, you've been tried, you still just hold fast your profession. I'm going to wait on Yah. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in Yah until I die. See, that's what that kavah is. It's trusting. That yakola. It is trusting in Yahweh. And so we, through Emunah, I know what he's dealing with in the fifth chapter of Galatia, right? I do. But even the promise of the Torah, in order for them to understand the excellence of the Torah, you must wait. You must wait for the Tzedekah, the righteousness of Yah, to be revealed, and the way we do that is by faith. And that Emunah is having confidence in Yahweh, trusting Him with all that we have. Though He slay us, we're going to trust. We're going to wait. We're going to have confidence. We're going to believe Him. That's what Shaul is saying. So it comes by your Emunah. Your Emunah, the measure He's given unto us. And don't you know all the afflictions? All the trials? Do you not know that it caused your Emunah, your faith, to be as pure gold? Know that the trying of your Emunah,
knowing that you shall come forth as pure gold. So even all these trials and afflictions, it calls us to yakal, kava. We wait eagerly. We wait trusting. We wait with great joy, anticipation, patiently. And we do not charge Yahweh foolishly. We told him for all things. We brak him. We bless him. We esteem him. We lift up Hamashiach for the promises of Yah in him. That's what we do. I know this is a simple truth, but that's all right. I like things that are simple. It's one thing about me. If a sister cooks something, well, I like it like that. Don't change it. You don't have to add nothing. When you add something, you mess it up. Just like that every time. Oh, those yams that Sister Dean cooked, I like them just like that. Don't mess with them. She fried those things or baked them, however she does it. Don't mess with them. Don't try to alter it. Don't try to fancy it. Don't put no raisins in them. Leave them like that. Or add nothing else to them. If you want to spice it up and fancy them, nah, leave it like that. Don't add to it. Don't take from it. So when we add and take from this truth of Yah, then the plagues are added, our minds are plagued more. And then that when we take from it, then there are things taken from us. That's simple. We wait on Yah by imuna. We just wait by faith. I know you don't feel like it. You don't feel faith. You just trust him. You simply believe Yahweh. But my trials and affliction, brother, sister, just trust Yah. So we wait. That's how we wait. Through the Ruah. That's why he gave you the Ruah. To wait. The Ruah, the spirit of life. It calls you to wait. Why? Because you're going to see the hand of Yah in the land of the living. We're going to see that. So you just wait. How? I trust him. But he hasn't done anything, but I still trust him. You don't see nothing. I know if I saw it, then I have no reason to have any tikvah, any hope. That's the beauty of it. I don't see it. So when it come to pass, when he grabbed that onto me, he lets me know that my waiting was not in vain. Our waiting is not in vain, brothers and sisters. We're going to wait on Yah. Hallelujah. I want to reassure us tonight and cause strength to dwell in the midst of our love. Hallelujah. Look at what Shaul says to Romeya. He says to the brothers in Romans, Romeya, Romans 8:24. Now this is a simple analogy, and I want you to understand this. If you see it, then there's nothing to tikvah or to hope for. Shaul says in Romans 8:24, he says, "For we are saved by tikvah, by hope, by trust, by confidence in Yah." He said, "But tikvah, a hope that is seen, is not hope." If you see it, Romans 8:24, if you see it, it's not nothing to hope for. He said, there is nothing there. For what a man actually sees, he does not need to have hope or tikvah for it. Now this is our strength here, because we don't see it, because we can't see it physically with our eyes, but our eyes are upon Yah. Our singleness of purpose is to please Yahweh. Like that we say, my eyes are always upon, continuously upon Yah. He says in verse 25, I like this rendition in the translation. He says, but if we have tikvah, hope, if we have hope, for what we do not yet see, for we have hope for what we do not see, then with patience we willingly wait for it. We willingly. See, if we don't see it, if we hope for what we don't see, then we have patience to willingly wait on that. We willingly, there's a will, there's a purpose, there's a motive there. There's something that sustains us. When you willingly do something, it sustains you, doesn't it? So we must willingly wait. And we do that by faith, by imuna. You cannot wait upon Yah unless there's a willingness in you. When a man is not willing to wait, they become restless. They become very restless. Well, I waited long enough, that's enough. No, wait. Until the change comes. We gotta wait until the transformation come. What? Now I know that there's gonna be a change come, that our body is gonna be changed. But I'm talking about the change of our mind, the change of our thoughts, the change of our desires, the change of our purpose. We must wait until that come. We can't fit you up from Yahweh when there is no change and no evidence of change. We're gonna wait, we're gonna willingly, we're gonna endure the criticism, the constructive criticism, the destructive criticism. We're gonna endure that because we're gonna wait. We hope. We have tikvah. We don't see, we look through glass darkenedly. We don't see things completely, but we see Him because we see Him in the face of Yahshua. And we know that every word that Yahshua spoke unto us, it is the truth of Yahweh. And we will not deny that. As He waited on the Abba there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when it was all finished, He says, it is finished, not my will, your will be done. We're going to wait until we cry unto Yah, not my purpose, not my will, but your will be wrought in me. I'm willing to endure the afflictions, the trials, because I'm going to wait on you patiently. I'm going to wait on you with anticipation. I'm going to wait eagerly. I'm going to wait. I'm going to tarry. I'm going to suffer the afflictions because I'm going to wait on you. We're going to wait on Him. We're going to endure it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to wait on Yahweh. We're going to wait. There was a command Yahshua gave unto the Shilishims, the apostles. He says here in the Shilishims, Acts, in chapter 1, verse 4. You all know this. You've read it. If it's any scripture, you know these. But He said this. In Acts, chapter 1, verse 4. And as Yahshua, as He had eaten lichim bread together with them, He commanded them that they should not depart out of Jerusalem. See, He wants us to tarry in the place. He wants us to yield to the place or in the position that He has put us there and remain there stationary. So He commanded them, don't leave Jerusalem. That's what He commanded all of the 11 Shilishim. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem. He said, I want you, He said, but wait for the promise of Abba, wait for the promise of Yahweh, which He said, you have heard from me. For Yochanan truly immersed, baptized with water, but you shall be baptized, immersed with Ruach HaKodesh, not many days hence. So we must wait for the power of His Ruach to fill our minds and to give us life and strength and power to be strong. There's nothing strong without life. I don't care what it is. It has no ability to do anything. Nothing. Nothing at all. So that's why He says, wait, kava, eagerly look, anticipate the outpouring of the Ruah, Yachal. Do it with great desire, trusting the words that I speak unto you. We must trust what Yahshua speaks unto us. We have to trust. And so even in the midst of this nation where we are, let us just wait until He endow us with the outpouring of His Ruah, until the latter pouring out of the Ruah. It is going to take that in this hour, because there have been so many spirits poured out upon the earth that they are counterfeit and they seem to be right. But this wine is going to come from Hashemayim. It's going to come from Almighty Yah. He's going to press this. Would He pour out this water upon the remnant, that they're not going to even be distraught as those that look as though that they were drunk at that time of the day they had been drinking wine. We're going to have the power of life in us to endure the great afflictions that shall come upon the earth, because we're going to wait on Almighty Yahweh. We're going to have the kavah, we're going to have the yachal of Yah to wait on Him. Shall there be distress in that time? It shall be distress of nations, with perplexities and death all around us. We see that today. What we call news, it is traumatizing. Everywhere you look, there's nothing. They have to find something, what they call a good story. They have to find something that is not so devastating. Everything today is devastating, brothers and sisters. The economies, death, diseases, are rapid. Governments, the laws. There's a group of parents there in Illinois. All 1,600, 2,000. If they do not have their children immunized by Saturday, they're all going to jail. They command you what to do. They tell you. They're pumping these foreign things in your babies, coming from pus out of cows and animals, to immunize them against diseases. Well, if mine is not immunized, then that would be the only one to catch something then. Well, who's concerned about that? It's not so. There was nothing Yah put in Adam and Eve but his Torah. And that's what he put in Israel when he brought them out of Israel, his Torah. These men are greedy dogs for dollars, and they will impart this into our sons and our daughters to cripple them in life. That's why this nation, one of the most immunized nations in the world, is the most sickly nation. Now, I don't want to lose course what I'm preaching, all right. But there's nothing that is wonderful or what they call wonderful news today. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to Micah, to Michael. Micah, chapter 7. In Micah, he deals with Israel concerning the prevalence of wickedness in the land. And yet, what promise we have from Almighty Yahweh. Micah 7 and verse 7. He says, therefore, I will look to Yahweh. Let us not look to ourselves, to our own strength. Micah said, I will look to Yahweh. He says, and I will wait. I will wait on Yahweh. I will wait on Yahweh. I will wait for the sovereign ruler of my Yahshua, of my salvation. Yahweh will hear me. Because I rely upon Yahweh for me to triumph over my enemies and to overcome them. He said, I will wait upon Yahweh, for he is my sovereign ruler. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. Why? Because I've waited on Yahweh. He is not going to allow our feet to be snared in the net or the judgment of the wicked. He said, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, when I'm desolate, he said, Yahweh shall be a light to me. David said, I was desolate. When he waited on Yahweh, he said, wait, Kava. Wait on Yahweh, Kava. Wait on Yahweh. He said, I will bear the affliction of Yahweh. Now, will we do that? We must bear the afflictions of Yahshua, must we not? Did he not bear the afflictions in his body? Are we the body? We must bear the affliction. Because I will bear the affliction of Yahweh, because I sin against him. Until he plead my cause and execute mishpat, a judgment for me. He said he will execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light. And I shall see his righteousness, the Sadiq, the Sadak of Yah. He says, then she that is my enemy shall see it. And shame shall cover her, which said to me, where is Yahweh your Abba? Have your mind ever said that to you? Come on, brothers and sisters. Yes, you've shared that. Where is Yah in the midst of all of this? Where is Yah in the midst of this distress? Where is Yah? It's dark, it's desolate. Where is Yahweh? Why am I going through this? Where is Yahweh? That's what the enemy say. Where is Yahweh? Where is Yahweh, your Abba? He said, my eyes shall still behold her. Now shall she be trodden down in the mire of the street. He said, even though the enemy cries out, where is Yah, your Abba? We know where he is. He sits high and he looks low. His eyes upon the sparrows. And we know that Yahweh watches over us. So we just wait for the light to shine. That's what Micah said. I will wait for the light. Yah shall be my light because I will wait on him. I'm already in distress and desolation. Why shall I move from this position? Because darkness is all around me. Come on, some of the battles of our mind, they captivate us in darkness. We can't think, we can't see right. It's almost like one being so angry they can't even see right. They can't even think right. Their mind doesn't function. He said, I will wait for the light. I will wait. I will just simply wait for the light of Yah's, Yahshua's salvation to shine. And that's what we wait for, don't we? We wait for the fullness of Yahshua to be revealed in the coming of the brightness of the light of Almighty Yahweh. Oh, I know it seems crazy. The world believes in everything. They believe in Harry Potter. They believe in their spaceships. They believe in everything but what truth says. We're going to believe, we're going to have that simple emunah, that simple faith. We're going to believe what Yah says, and we wait for the coming of His HaMashiach. We wait for Yahshua. To hear what John Hagee says, that he says this, that quote, this is what John Hagee says, quote, I use the words that he used. This is not our Yahshua. Jesus Christ was not the Messiah. So the Jews could never reject him because he never said that he was the Messiah. Unquote. These dogs of corrupt religious practice, that's what they're promoting now. Now, Jesus could never say that, but Yahshua declared that he was the Yahshakayah. He came to seek and to save the house of Israel. That's why Yah says, I'm going to call you by a new name. What? He's going to call us by another name, the remnant of Yah, the elect of Yah. That's what He calls us today, the remnant of Yah, the elect of Almighty Yah. We are the remnant of Yahweh, the elect of Yahweh. We elect according to His purpose, His honor. Hallelujah. What honor can we give Him? Tell me. Nothing. It's just His honor. He's elected us. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. I have no problem with that He's elected me. I could not elect Him, but He elected me. Hallelujah. He has elected me to be a priest, a Kohen. He has elected me to be of the royal nation, a Kadosh people. He's elected us to be sons. You understand that? He elected you. He elected Israel, His remnant. He elected us out of the hole. Sure He has. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care what even our distressful minds say to us. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. His word is the truth. No one, I don't care how they try to combat it, how they try to deny it, it's still the truth. It has stood the test through everything. Well, it was written by some, everything has been written. The Chronicles of Yah, they were written by Him. These fools today, tell me what anyone knows without reading what someone said. So your mind has been shaped by the opposition of books that you've read that opposes Yah. I just read the book that certifies Him and identifies Him. That's all. Your reading is no different than mine. I just believe in what I've read. You don't believe in what you read. Hallelujah. That's all right. So we're going to wait like Micah said. We're going to wait on Yah. We're going to wait on the sovereign ruler of our salvation. Why? Because we know Yahweh will hear us. It is not that He doesn't hear you, brothers and sisters. Just wait. He hears you.